You may have visited graveyard. Have you noticed all graves in graveyard look same? In this world, when we go in any area, from that area we can imagine how wealthy that person would be. When we see him living in an expensive bungalow in a posh area, obviously we think that person would also be wealthy. Likewise, if someone is living in a small broken house, then one can obviously tell the condition of its resident. But situation in the graveyard is not the same. All the graves look same there. Graveyard is known as City of Silence. Dear viewers, if you go to the graveyard, you would experience that silence there. But every grave has its own state and story. Condition and account of every grave may differ. Apparently, a very small looking grave could be spacious garden of paradise, because resident of the grave used to offer salah, used to fast, used to earn halal, and would do those acts which would please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yes, he used to recite salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. He would recite Quran, and he would never go near haram income. No, I won't earn haram because Allah has forbidden it. He was content on less but halal income. He left this world pleasing Allah. He protected his eyes, his ears, his tongue from all those forbidden acts from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He did not leave after breaking people's hearts. Instead, he left after putting happiness in people's hearts. But Allah knows those that are pious and friends of Allah. Their graves become spacious through Allah's mercy. The shroud is changed with the shroud of paradise. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, such people's graves are turned into gardens of paradise. Fortunate would be those from whom Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will be pleased. When they will go to their graves, they will be given the glad tiding. Nam ka nawmatil urus. Meaning, sleep the way bride sleeps. So one grave is like mentioned. And the one who entered in his grave after missing salah, entered in his grave after earning haram, the one who spent his life in indecency, the one who spent his life in drinking alcohol, he did not fast in Ramadan, even if he would fast in Ramadan, but in the night he used to commit sins, he would disobey Allah. Those who spent their life in gambling, drinking alcohol, businesses involved in trust, they used to take and give bribery. They robbed others, they oppressed others, tortured others. Those they spent their life while displeasing their parents. But remember, life will pass, but death is certain. And when such person will die, and he will enter in his grave, even normal size of the grave doesn't remain the same. Yes. Yes, the size of the grave which is apparently seen doesn't remain the same. In the summary of a hadith, the grave will squeeze that person in such a way that Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam demonstrated by intermixing both hands' fingers and said due to squeeze of the grave that person's ribs will intermix like this. Allahu Akbar. On the day of Eid, if any of our friends hugs us and squeezes a bit, and if he does with a little strength, then you know, all of a sudden we scream out. If grave will squeeze us, then what will happen? Have you ever thought? Today if you're sitting at your own home, door is locked. And if there is a power cut, and you hear a strange sound which is not normally heard, you have darkness all around you. In such situation, we'll get scared just because of a little sound, won't we? Sometimes we get scared just because of a little strange sound on our bed. We suspect of an insect. All of a sudden we scream and get up from our bed. That much brave we are. This is our reality. But today from our own hand we can remove that insect. Imagine the helplessness of deceased. What if scorpions or snakes enter our shroud? If we get fire in our grave, then Allah becomes displeased. It is summary of a narration. Person who does not have fear of Allah. But he gets scared from other things in the world. All those things from which he was scared in this dunya will come in his grave to scare him. And the one who fears Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and acts upon his commandments, he will have no fear in his grave whatsoever. Today I can remove fly from my body. I can remove any insect from my body. But how helpless that diseased be who won't be able to move himself. Even snakes would be entering in his nose, in his ears. But that unfortunate deceased will not be able to remove them from his own hands. Dear brothers, why are we negligent of our grave? Why are we not preparing for that?